Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Hanson Gress, delivering IT support to local businesses for over 15 years. I'm your host, Kavitha George, and it's about 20 minutes after the hour. Our next guests are Natalie Watson and Kirk Burke, who coordinate Girls on the Run and Boys Run for AWARE here in Juno. Hi, Natalie. Hey, Kirk.
Hi. How are you doing?
Could you tell us a little bit about what you guys do for AWARE?
I am the local coordinator for the Girls on the Run and Boys Run Etuwu Klatsing program here in Juneau.
That's right. I'm the statewide coordinator for Girls on the Run, so I'm helping to bring Girls on the Run to new communities all around Alaska.
So I know that AWARE works a lot with education about violence and abuse in the community. So tell us how Girls on the Run and Boys Run fit into that.
Yeah. So Girls on the Run was brought here about 10 years ago, and it's one of our main prevention strategies to empower girls and women. So Girls on the Run isn't just a running program. It also teaches all sorts of life skills, healthy relationships, how to give back to your community, how to make friends and keep friends, really good stuff that girls need to know and they don't often learn outside. So we've been doing that for about 10 years, and then Boys Run, we're also empowering boys, so we want boys to learn how to build communities based on respect. And so we incorporate a lot of Southeast Alaska traditional values into that program.
That's great. How often do the kids train?
They meet twice a week for 10 weeks. So all together, we had 20 lessons.
And the age group that we're talking about?
Third grade through fifth grade for the boys and the girls. The girls, however, can go up until eighth grade with Heart and Soul, but we didn't have a Heart and Soul team this season. So hopefully we'll have one this coming up season.
And do they compete around the state?
No, and it's not really a competition. So we do stress with the boys and the girls. We just try to inspire them to be the best version of themselves. So it's not competition. Mm-hmm. Just when we talk about running the 5K, we tell them whether they run, whether they skip, whether they walk, as long as they just keep moving and just keep going. So, yeah.
That's great. I know you have a couple events coming up. You want to tell us about those?
We do. This Saturday, tomorrow, December the 8th, we have our 5K for the Girls on the Run and for the Boys Run. For the Girls on the Run, that'll be starting at 10:30. But we are looking for volunteers. Anyone in the community excited about volunteering or just coming out and supporting the kids or coming out and run? It's a community event, so it's open to everyone. So we just want everyone to come out and celebrate you know, our boys and girls finishing up this season. So if you're interested in volunteering, you can come out at 9 a.m. is when the volunteers will be gathering. The boys' event will start, the run will actually start at 1, but we ask people to come out, 1:30, I'm sorry, and we're asking people to come out at 1 o'clock, and, yeah, we'll have some events, fun things going on, some face painting, hair coloring, just a lot of fun events going on leading up to the event. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Where are we talking?
We're at the Field House, okay. Diamond Field House. Yep. So excited about it. Yep.
It's going to be great. Yeah.
What are the proceeds from the event go towards?
Well, for this event, we're not really raising proceeds.
Okay.
We're just putting on the 5K to celebrate the success of the season. It is our program incorporates running. A lot of people think it's like a running club. But really, like Natalie said, it's about building healthy relationships and communication and learning how to be a healthy part of the community. So it's lessons involving running. And the 5K is just our event to get together and celebrate the boys and girls and having a long, successful season and putting that work that they've put in into the 5K.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Natalie, tell me a little bit more about how skill building works into the running program.
Well, each lesson has a theme, and the teams of volunteer coaches also use their life experience to kind of transmit these kind of fundamental life lessons to the kids. And then each lesson builds on the last lesson. And so girls actually like develop a toolkit of skills, life skills that they'll use their whole lives.
Do you have some examples?
Yeah, in fact, because the season just ended, I got to see what the girls learned. So they actually filled out a sheet of what they learned, and I got to see what my little girl learned. And it's so cute. She likes that they worked as a team. She says, "At Girls on the Run, I felt like I was free." She learned how to make star power and get rid of cloud cover, which is one of the concepts we're learning, like how to find your inner strength. And she says, "I like that I'm up for any challenge."
What are star power and cloud cover?
Kirk, you want to take
So that? Star power, we always tell the girls to activate their star power. And, you know, otherwise, just positive words, words of encouragement, thinking positive. So we all realize, and that's what it said, clouds. We all realize sometimes we will be, our friends will be covered by that cloud. And as part of the community and as communicators, just learn how to help each other activate that positive star power. Yep.
How long has the program been in, or programs been in place?
I know the Girls on the Run has been locally here in Juneau since 2008. So that's 10 years. Mm-hmm. Now, the boys, I believe, it's three seasons?
It's a little longer, close to 5 years, I think.
Awesome.
Yeah, since
awesome.
We brought it here.
Yep. So, and the boys run, we are in collaboration with Clinkett and Hyder Central Council. Mm-hmm. So there's a cultural aspect to it, too. It's really an awesome program. It's great to talk to the boys. We learn some Clinkett language. We try to help them to appreciate the community, the people of this community, the people that homeland this is, and the traditions and mm-hmm. language. So it's been a really good season and learned a lot this year. It's my first year coaching.
And I hear you have a Christmas run too coming up.
The Jingle Jog, we've decided to put that off little bit, so we'll have to come back and talk about another one later.
Yeah, definitely. Well, have I missed anything? Is there?
Well, we are already recruiting coaches for the spring season. So,
how can people get involved?
So for Girls on the Run, they can visit our website. It's GOTR, GreaterAlaska.org. And for Boys Run, it's BoysRun.org. And you can find all the info there and sign up there. And if you have any questions, you can call us at 586-4902.
And just one more time for the listeners, can you let us know the info for tomorrow's event?
Yes. Tomorrow we will be at Diamond Field House. Volunteers can be out at 9 a.m. That's what time we're asking our volunteers to show up. The actual run will start at 10:30 a.m. Our boys run, we're gathering at 1 p.m., but we'll actually start the run at 1:30 p.m.
Great. Thank you so much, Natalie and Kirk.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Run this mother. Girl, run the world.